Hello? Hello? Are you still alive? Are you still alive? Please don't be dead. Please. Oh, thank the gods. Here, let's get that damned clothing off of you. No, not like that. You'll catch hypothermia. Here, I've brought a blanket. No, that's not a problem at all. I'm not afraid of seeing a man's nakedness. Oh. You're embarrassed. Well, you shouldn't be. This kind of matter is of life and death. So come on, take off your clothes. Here, I'll turn away. Oh, you're not strong enough. Well, I can do it for you. I promise not to look at it if you're worried. Here. Almost there. There. There you go. Completely naked. Oh. You are quite sensitive, I see. Do you find me attractive? No, it's flattering. No matter. Here's your blanket. Let me help you up. The Queen has decided to take you in for recovery. We have a room waiting for you. Do you have a moment? Thanks. Glad to see you're finally awake. You have slept for 3 days. I didn't know if you were going to die or... But now you seem to be in perfect health. Thank the gods you didn't catch any serious sickness. Being so wet and all. And why did I visit? Well, to check on our guest, of course. And well, to talk about our predicament. The Amazonians' predicament. You see, we are a nation of female warriors. We're blessed by the Olympians, the gods themselves. Their commandment was that no man should ever set foot on the island. And if we held to that, we would be blessed. One such blessing was that new warriors would be born out of Mother Earth, naturally, beautifully. But then, Steve Trevor came. He broke that commandment. He set foot on our great island. I didn't realize that at first, but that moment, the blessing was broken. Not a single new warrior has appeared. So, we are left in a predicament. Either we go out to the world and find men to mate with, or we stay here and die. But I thought of a third option. What if we stayed here on the island. And if or when another man washes on the shore, we can use his seed to create more Amazons. And if the man doesn't appear, well, it will be of the gods choosing. What? You don't believe me? I assure you, I would not make light of such serious matters. From that information, you might have guessed about what we need to talk about and what I need to ask you. It is quite out of normal, but this is about my nation's survival. I, Diana, daughter of Ippolita, ask. No, beg of you. Will you lay your seed in me so as to give me a child and save them, Ascyra? I know it is so much to ask, especially since we have only been in the presence of each other for such a short time. But time is of the essence. You what? You don't need a few days to think over my proposition? You are an eager young man. I take it your erection on the beach was in earnest then. Oh, there was one night when I became extremely close to experiencing what every woman on the face of this earth has experienced. Yet I hesitated. I turned it down. What? Yes, it was with Steve Trevor, actually. We spent the night in an old hotel in Germany, and he came really close to doing something, but I just wasn't ready. And now I am. Yes. I am a virgin. But not for long, I guess. Here. Let me strip naked. Thank gods I'm not wearing my armor, or this would take forever. I'm just wearing my thin Amazonian royal nightgown. Let me ease myself down next to you. And let me remove your tunic. Oh, wow. How is it larger now than it was on the beach? Wait. Could it have something to do with the fact that there is a naked goddess lying next to you? What are you waiting for? Go ahead. Press into my womanhood. Give me the child that Themyscira, no, that I need. Please. What? Foreplay? You want to make it special, don't you? All right. Let's do this. I admit, I'm a bit inexperienced in that field. Do we just... Wow. You're good. Oh my God, you make me feel so incredible. So much better than Steve. I'm sorry. I'll stop mentioning him. That's amazing. Great Hera. My breasts are so swollen and firm right now. My nipples. Rock solid. Please cup them. Grab them with your hands and squeeze them, please. Oh, shit, that's amazing. I never knew I could feel this good. Oh, keep squeezing me, please. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why is my womanhood so wet? I swear I didn't urinate. Is that... that's normal? Normal women do this when they mate? Wow. Damn, I'm so wet. Oh my goodness. What are you... what are you doing with your finger? Oh my God. That's, your fingers are inside my womanhood. Oh, I feel so damn good. Oh, my goodness. Rub me right there. Please, just keep rubbing. Oh yes. Yes, harder. Keep going. Something only normal women of men's world could feel. Oh my God. No, stop. No, keep twirling your finger inside my womanhood. Keep squeezing my breasts. That's it. Wait, your manhood, it's wet. Oh no, have you already released your seed? No? Precum? What's that? Oh. Is cum the word you use for your scene? Oh, it looks so good. Can I taste it? Oh my gods. This is weird, but I feel that deep urge to have your manhood in my mouth. May I? Oh, thank you. My goodness. It's delicious. Why does it taste so good? Oh my God, I could do this all day. What? Oh, yes. We need to save it. So you can impregnate me with it. Of course. But it tastes just so heavenly. What's next, my love? Is it time for you to push your thick and strong manhood into me? Is it? Oh. I've been waiting for... Oh, you're returning the favor. Oh, how does it taste? How do I taste? Delicious. I'm glad. Hey, yes. Keep licking my womanhood. Drink it. Taste me. Oh, God. Oh, every single lick is sending a tidal wave of pleasure throughout my whole being. Oh, damn. Oh, it feels so good. Don't stop, please. I know it's insane, ridiculous, but I fear I'll die if you stop now. That's perfect. Gods, you're incredible. I feel getting close to another climax. Why are you stopping? You can't stop now. Oh, unless it's time. Oh, great Hera, your manhood, it's pulsing. Is it ready? How is it going to fit? Will it hurt? Great. Aphrodite, this can't be possible. How does your member feel so much better than your fingers? Your mouth. Even those felt unbelievably. What are you? You're pulling it out. You feel so hot. Oh, Hera, help me. I'm going to climax again. No, you're pushing it back inside me. Oh, God. I can feel your tit touching my deepest inside. Oh, God. Oh, Hera, help me. Hera, give me strength. I'm going to climax. I'm going. You're incredible. How is that we Amazons never know how good a real man can be? What? No, don't stop. Oh, please don't pull out. Please keep going, I swear. Don't you ever stop. No, yes. I've never felt so incredible in my life. My body's burning up yet again. It feels so good. Oh, God, yes. Stay with me forever. Never leave Themyscira, please. I need you here with me. I need you to. Oh. I feel you. I feel you're so close to your own climax. Don't hold back. I beg you. The future of the Themyscira is in your manhood. I can feel your throbbing inside. Oh, God. Oh, my God. How is that? Am I about to climax again? You must be a god yourself. You must be. You're not a god of pleasure. Of course you're not. You could have had me fooled. Yes. Holy Aphrodite, yes! Oh my gods. Oh my gods. Oh my fornicating gods. That was magical. Thank you for that. Who knew procreation came with such amazing feelings and emotions and wow, it was good. can feel your seed. Fill me up from the inside with your cum. Oh, it feels so good. So perfect. So right. I'll be carrying your child. I will be the mother of your child. My goodness, you did it. You saved the mascara. We are forever in your debt. Thank you. You're incredible and just unbelievable. Thank you. And by the way, if you want to stay here on the island, you're more than welcome to. Actually, I beg of you, please stay.